Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking with Claire Rivero, my lovely, lovely wife, about her song in Times of War, A Prayer for Peace, and the video that we produced to go with it. We put it up on YouTube, and it had a very good initial response. And I was just copying the embed code over to the What Really Happened website so that people can go to our little screening room page and look at the various videos that we have. And I noticed immediately that the count on the video at the YouTube page was at 3,400. Now, in this days of the LIBOR scandal, you come to understand any number ending in a zero is suspect. Any number ending in two zeros is suspect. So I had the YouTube page on my computer screen. And after I copied the embed code into our screening room page, I opened that one up to test it to make sure it was going to work. And amazingly enough, it came up and said, this video has been removed by the user. And I double-checked the embed code, and there were no problems. And I went out and I copied it all over again a second time, and I got the same result. And so I basically did a screen capture of my desktop machine showing the YouTube page playing the video at the same time the embed code was saying that the user had removed the video, which, of course, is me, and I know I didn't remove it. And we put it up at whatreallyhappened.com, and it generated a very strong response from people who've been saying, yeah, they do that to our videos all the time. If you put up a video on YouTube that is controversial, that is opposed to the war, they sort of game with it to try and keep it from becoming popular, and they will lock the view numbers so it doesn't show up in any of the most viewed lists. You really have no idea how many people have actually looked at the video. And we went public on it, and almost immediately the embed code started working again. But it took a little while for them to start adjusting the view count. Basically, they moved it to 3,402 so that it didn't look like double zero anymore. And then a little bit later, as more and more people were signing on comments saying, I'm playing this, and the view count numbers aren't changing at all. And they kind of took some of the locks off of it because now it's up over 4,000. And we still don't even know if that's an accurate number. They might have the counter increment one for every 5 or 10 people who come in and look at it. And I always used to tease Claire that, you know, our videos, some of them get up there. The Kyrie Eleison video, the one with the photos of all the wounded children, is up over 7,000 now. But I was always teasing her. We never have the view counts of like two girls in the shower, which has hundreds of thousands of view counts. But now we know the counts are being manipulated. And I got a lot of email from people. Ryan Dawson, who's going to be our guest for the rest of the week, says they've done it to his videos as well. So censorship is here, and my lovely wife has been blacklisted. And she joins some very noble company, like Harry Belafonte and Pete Seeger and Joan Baez and the Smothers Brothers, all of whom tried to use their art to make some important points about war, and saw their careers suffer for it as a result.
And the interesting thing is the lyric I created for this work does not condemn any specific war, but just war in general in terms of what does to people and how they view, quote-unquote, the other, and how the other becomes demonized.
Well, that was the same thing. When we did the video, we pointedly did not take a side. We didn't point fingers at any one war-making nation. In fact, we went out of the way to not use photographs from the current conflicts because it's a condemnation of war itself. And at the very end of it all, if you haven't seen the video yet, at the very end of the video, when it's showing all these military graveyards and it says, victors or vanquished, they are all equal now. Because when the wars are all over, and you're looking at all the killed and crippled people left behind, you can't tell who are the winners and losers. It doesn't really matter from their point of view. The only ones who claim to have won are the bankers and the government that got lucky. And everybody else is a victim of that war. The wildfire for a victim. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent here, and we're going to talk about something that doesn't actually affect everybody, although maybe it does in a little way. Yesterday, we were enjoying, you know, the Sunday afternoon, and we were watching a little bit of TV, and Conan the Barbarian, the original one, the very first one with Arnold Schwarzenegger, was on BBC America. And BBC America, of course, has to tailor their content for the American market, which basically means cutting out the naughty bits. Now, I worked on the original movie, and so I know what the original movie looked like and what was in it. And we got about halfway through this thing, and I was just saying to my wife, they have completely
gutted
this thing, you know, where they're actually cutting out important story points to make sure that you don't see a naked nipple or something. And it's to a point of utter ridiculous. And it just underscores the fact that our government is so desperate, you know, while we're invading all these countries and murdering all these people and drone strikes and everything, they're trying to prove hard that this is a moral nation, you know, by making sure you don't see a naked breast or too much blood on the sword strikes. And again, knowing what the original movie looked like, they just tore this. tore it to shreds, really.
And also the thing about the bleeping of obscenities that were in the original texts of many of these movies. Well, to me, real obscenity is obscenity of the absence of morality in this government, and it doesn't seem to matter which particular party is in power for that to be the case. You know, that is the real obscenity, and that's what they're trying very hard to distract you away from.
Well, it's not that, it's a distraction issue, but mostly it just seems to be that, you know, our government is behaving in a criminal, immoral, war crime manner, and it's the corporate media is trying to convince us we're still a moral people. And if I recall correctly, the Nazis did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where they, you know, they even had an early version of the feminist movement about how, you know, you've got to respect women and not assault them and not treat them, and trying to just reassure the German people that they were justified in forcing their society on the rest of the planet because their society was more moral than anybody else, as measured by whatever their standards were at the time. And here in the United States of America, we're going to make sure that you don't see naked people on television. You're not going to hear bad words. We're going to get all upset about the gays and gay marriage and everything to prove that we're a moral nation, even as we're leading the world into World War III. And it would be funny if there weren't so many people dying in this process.
Absolutely. And in the last two administrations, very annoying tendency that I have seen on the part of government where torture and extrajudicial assassinations have become institutionalized. And even though Obama promised when he became the president that the U.S. wouldn't torture, it's still going on at Guantanamo.
Oh, yeah. Instead of shutting down Guantanamo, they're spending $40 million to install a fiber optic line from Florida to Guantanamo. I guess they want a real-time video feed of these people yelling and screaming and bleeding and being waterboarded and everything like that. So the reality here, though, is that I think these things have been going on all along. It's just now they're no longer able to hide them from the public. And they're just sort of hoping that people will just get used to it and say, all right, so we live with a government that tortures people to death to find weapons of mass destruction that never really existed. We've got concentration camps, but only the good people, or only the bad people are in there. And that we're still a moral nation because we won't look at naked people on television. And it really is a tremendous joke. We're not a moral nation. I've had a lot of people send me this video clip from HBO's The Newsroom, where the main character is basically on a stage giving a presentation to some students. And he's asked, you know, what do you think it is that makes America the greatest nation on earth? And he comes back and says, we're not the greatest nation on earth. And he basically launches into this tirade about how America is falling and failing and what America used to be and used to represent. And now it's trying to make up for that by pretense and self-esteem. And it's a very real situation. And I wish our real corporate media was like this guy, because if they were, I wouldn't have to do this. But I noticed earlier today on CNN, there was this lower third display about Yemen, test fires missiles. And then underneath it said, only two misses the target, which is incorrect grammar. Where, you know, CNN doesn't have bright, brilliant, well-educated people working for them. They've got high school dropouts who don't even know basic grammar. And the HBO show, it's the media as we wish it was. I'm concerned that people are going to watch this and think the media and their people are really like this, but it isn't. The newsroom doesn't represent the real corporate media any more than Tom Clancy movies represent the real Central Intelligence Agency. It's just more feel-good propaganda. We know the corporate news absolutely will not tell the public the truth about anything.
That is absolutely true, which is why it is very important for people to check out things for themselves. If a corporate news talking head were to come to my door and tell me it was sunny outside, I would feel obliged to open that door, walk outside, see for myself.
Well, I would just take a raincoat and have done with it myself here. All righty. We have a caller on the line, Malcolm in Austin. Aloha, Malcolm. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Long time no vidi, no droogie. Anyway, you are so correct about the media, and when you started talking about the media and the mainstream media, excuse me for that matter, trying to be...
The corporate media. We're the mainstream
media. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The corporate media.
Thanks for correcting.
Get our terminology correct.
Yes, you're correct. But the thing is, I just had my car fixed today, and I was watching the mainstream media while I was in the waiting room, and I can't help but notice I feel like the news media, they have these beautiful women, these good-looking guys, makeup and hair, everything perfect, and all I want to do is entertain me instead of telling me what's going on in the real world. And thank God, I know you don't believe in God or anything, but whatever. Thank whatever that you guys are around, because you bring me down to reality.
Well, Malcolm, what you get from the television is kind of... How would I describe it?
Well, first of all, let me inject in here.
Okay.
We're bringing you up to reality. Okay. But, what Claire's saying, it's infotainment.
Yes.
The corporate media understands they're losing audience. And you're right. They're bringing on all these really hot babes. In fact, it was kind of weird. I went over to one of the corporate networks, and they had a whole page of all their new news presenters, the D-Cup Brigade, and they're all posed on the news set in their tiny bikinis. I mean, it's turning into a babe fest over there.
Yeah.
Three girls will be next.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But anyway, keep up the good work, and thanks for reporting on the Middle East. You're one of the few people that reports aspects of the Middle East like no one else does, and I really appreciate you doing it, man.
Oh, well, thanks an awful lot for the kind words. And again, please spread the word about what's going on to all of your friends, because the more you speak out, the more you're going to give other people the courage to speak out. And that is how we're going to change this path that we're on and maybe, please, hopefully, avoid an all-out global nuclear war, which too many people seem to think it's a really good idea right now. I am not one of them. Thanks an awful lot, Malcolm. We're going to let you go here. All righty. So anyway... I think that about wraps up the whole thing. We know that the corporate media is desperate for audience. We know they don't want to admit how many they've lost. I know from people here on Oahu who are connected with the local network affiliates, their budgets are slashed to the bone. They can't get the advertisers anymore. You probably, if you have cable TV, you've probably noticed that the same movies are being run over and over and over and over again. There's hardly anything new on TV. Everybody's going into all these reality shows because they're very inexpensive to produce. And more and more of them. In fact, you were talking about this horror movie reenactment show.
Yes.
Do you remember during the second greatest depression back in the 1930s, there were all these things like marathon dances and all of that. And they were very, very popular because people who were struggling and suffering under the economic hardship of the time loved to go out and see somebody who was more miserable than they were because it made them feel better. And too many of these reality shows are doing exactly the same thing now, like the one where they put people in a totally blacked out room and they dump ping pong balls on them to hear them scream. Or the one where they're locked in the bottom of an aircraft carrier and they've got to figure out a way to escape. I mean, Brian Glazer is doing that one. Talk about a step down from his movie career.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically, we're going to make a show where we're going to treat people really horribly so you don't feel so bad about how bad the money junkies and your government have treated you. And it seems to be a trend all across the networks.
I would call it 21st century bread circuses.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. And, of course, this Real Housewives thing. They're actually going to do one here in Hawaii now. The Real Housewives of Honolulu. You know, spoiled rich bitches on parade or gone wild or whatever they're going to say. I can't imagine why anybody wants to see it. These are not people I would want to hang out with or associate with. But it's a hugely successful franchise. The guy who owns all of these Real Housewife things, he's doing like $60 million a year he's pulling out of this deal. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. It gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We have a caller on the line, Khalifa. Aloha, Khalifa. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hello. I'm calling from Doha, Qatar in the Middle East. And I opened YouTube and saw the program. I thought it was a wonderful program and wonderful information to show to the American audience, and I appreciate it. I appreciate your program. Very good.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words. I know you should see the smile on Claire's face right now. She does appreciate it when people do like the video.
Because I'm seeing it here from the Middle East. I'm hearing it, and it's very giving American people and who hear the program a very good idea, actually.
Well, thank you, Khalifa. I do appreciate that. I am, from my nature, a pro-peace human being. I believe very strongly that one thing this country needs desperately is a Department of Peace to show the Pentagon, the White House, and Congress how to achieve geopolitical objectives without anyone getting hurt, without anyone getting killed. And, you know, if I ruled the United States, I'd probably appoint Dennis Kucinich whose personal and professional integrity I like a great deal.
And Ron Paul.
And have them both lead it. But yes, we human beings...
Yes, because I think the choices are coming. Obama, Mitt Romney, maybe. I think, you know, like both are with Israel, of course.
Yes.
We know.
Yeah. So I hope everything becomes good and the country, people start to think more about what to do in the country, you know.
We're trying as hard as we can. And thank you for calling, and thank you for sharing what you know with all of your friends over there, so that they know that this is really just the government of the United States, and it's not the American people who want any of this.
Yeah, the people do not want war. They are war weary, and I don't think they can be fooled again with some kind of a false flag. At least I'm hoping and praying that's going to be the case.
Yeah. Okay, Khalifa, is there anything else, or we'll let you go?
Thank you very much. But I want to appreciate your work here.
Well, thank you very much. It's always good to hear that from the other side. So we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. You know, there is an important point to understand here, and that is the only people who really want war are those who are going to loan the money for the war, the bankers. Bankers love war. They don't even care which side wins, because both sides go into debt to fight the war, and they go further into debt to rebuild from the war. And so once the war is all over, things are kind of what they were before, except you've got much larger graveyards and a debt that will take 5 or 6 generations to pay off. And like I said, the bankers don't care which side wins. That's why you had Brown Brothers Harriman in New York. And they're still there. I saw their building when I was there on Wall Street last September for the 9/11 anniversary. Brown Brothers Harriman, they're still there. They financed Hitler's rise to power in Germany to set the stage for World War II, because they were going to loan money to everybody and make a lot of money, and they got nailed with the Trading with the Enemy Act. As far as governments who want war, when a government says the best course is war, it basically means they screwed up. They wrecked the country. They wrecked the economy. They've broken it to the point where they don't know how to fix it. So they're going to use a war to distract everybody from it, or to blame it all on. That's why there is such a race with our government trying as hard as they can to get a global war going before the economy implodes, because then they got something to blame it on. Oh, the banks are all out of business and everything, but you know what? There's a war on. It's the fault of the war. It's those gosh darn Arab Muslims. And we know that's a lie. The reason the Western banking system is imploding is the 11th marble, and the bankers won't admit it, and the government won't admit they were stupid enough or corrupt enough to sign us into it, so they're trying to start a war to get themselves off the hook, to duck their responsibility for having created this mess.
That's absolutely correct. And, Michael, I have to tell you, I don't think the economic situation is going to hold through the November election,
which is why
we are seeing this tremendous rush and this tremendous push and this tremendous demonization of fill in the blanks, Syrians, Russians, Chinese, Iranians, and you're seeing it all over the place.
I think they're planning the military campaign in the bottom of the White House with a dartboard. You know, we're going to invade Liechtenstein, and we're going to invade Madagascar, and they're just, you know, any place they can get more war going until it really is a world war, and they're hoping that will get them off the hook, because that's what worked in big mistake number one and big mistake number two.
But the question is, if there is a move forward toward what I think will be big mistake number three, the United States government, number one, has absolutely no sympathy from its people for this. Number two, they don't have the troop strength. Number three, they don't have the manufacturing. And number four, they don't have the money. $15 trillion in terms of debt right now.
Oh, that's the official number. That's not even counting all the money they borrowed and spent to bail Wall Street out of the mortgage-backed security fraud. That's somewhere around $90 trillion. The U.S. government has kept its own debt low by sending less money back to the states, so the states are going into debt. So it's basically transferring Washington's debt onto the states. We've got to take a break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to sign off with Claire here in a couple of minutes. She still has to finish a little bit of her packing and preparations to head on out to Cincinnati and, you know, make sure everything's all set for the house sitter and whatnot. And we've added a new layer to our home security system. Our property is now populated by 5,000 trained tax snails. And it's, you know, hi-ho, escargot, Sam! And these little suckers can strip an intruder to the bones in under 15
years. Anyway, Michael, thank you for having me on the show. I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. And we're going to be doing that old song, Leaving, Leaving on a Jet Plane. Okay, and all the rest of that other stuff here. So we're going to let you go here and pull down your microphone, and I'm going to go back to talking to all kinds of more serious things here. And I got a couple of stories here about computers. Now, as you probably heard, today was the day the FBI shut down their servers that had been used to circumvent damage caused by the DNS redirector Trojan. And there was forecasts of doom and gloom, and people are, you know, going to be cut off from the internet. So far, I'm not hearing there's been any kind of a problem. Certainly didn't affect us out here. Doesn't seem to have affected anybody who's logging into our website. So like Y2K, it was much ado about nothing, and the FBI just getting some free press out of the whole situation. Somebody wrote an article basically saying that if hackers didn't exist, governments would have to invent them because they're the perfect justification for draconian controls on the Internet. Just like we know that back in the mid-1990s, the government literally faked a porn crisis on the Internet to get Congress to pass the Exxon Amendment. This is how government operates. They'll create a crisis or create an enemy, and then they'll sell you the solution to it. That's basically how they operate. Now, Android is falling victim to malware. The hackers are out there. According to Trend Micro, 25,000 malware samples for Android were detected during the second quarter of this year, as opposed to only 6,000 found in the first quarter. So people are finding that the Android is a great target for malware, and they're going out and doing what they're going to do. And again, we don't see a tremendous concern by the U.S. government regarding hacker malware at the consumer level. They don't want to spend the money. They want to worry about enforcement, you know, because after all, malware at the consumer level stimulates the computer's malware security company business. And that's more revenue and more tax. Why are we going to fix a problem that is resulting in all these business opportunities for the money junkies? All this spam bot stuff and all the antivirus and the firewall this and the adware cleaner offer, that kind of a thing. It's a big, huge business. Government loves for there to be hackers out there wrecking your computers and sending you Viagra ads because it stimulates your purchase of computer security software products, which you otherwise would not bother to buy. Now, speaking of computers and hacking and freaking, we've been talking about Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and his latest pathetic, desperate play for sympathy that if Assange is returned to the U.S., they will put him to death. No, they won't. Julian Assange is an intelligence asset. He's been outed as working for the U.S. and Israeli governments. Being part of CIA, his attack on Syria's email was done using Flame. And analysts have gone through all the WikiLeaks files ever released. There's dirt on everybody in there except for one nation. There is rarely a mention of Israel in any of the WikiLeaks leaks. Rarely. And we know Israel is committing all kinds of atrocities and war crimes, but they're never mentioned. Never mentioned in WikiLeaks. That alone tells you he's working for. The reason that I know he was a fraud is that just 3 months after he registered the domain WikiLeaks, Assange was on the front cover of Time and Newsweek magazine proclaiming him the go-to site for online leakers. And he hadn't actually done anything yet. He hadn't broken any major stories. He'd simply held a press conference. I am the go-to place for online leaks. And Time and Newsweek put him right on the cover after only 3 months. Meanwhile, you had other websites that had been around for 10, 15, 17 years, in my case. And we'd broken major stories, like the murder of Vincent Foster and the missile that killed TWA 800. I mean, we didn't get a mention in any of these, you know, certainly not the headline treatment. The only thing I got from Time magazine was a request to subscribe, which I threw in the shredder. And that's why we knew Assange was a phony, because he was being sold, he was being promoted, he was being advertised on the corporate media. He's not a blog, he's a flog. It's a term of craft, he's a phony blog. And the people who control the corporate media decided they were just going to come in and they were going to play the same games in the alternative media. They were going to buy up the big websites, or they were going to create the big websites and give them lots and lots of funding, millions of dollars, to make them the stars that everybody would want to come to. But it's a much more discerning audience now, and it really isn't working all that well. Apparently, Lockheed Martin is creating micro drones capable of launching by thousands in a single swarm that'll do 360-degree views. And apparently, it's inspired by maple seeds, which tend to do this little twirling thing, which was also the inspiration, by the way, for autogyro, those little tiny helicopters like you saw. If you ever saw the James Bond movie, You Only Live Twice, that little Nelly gyrocopter. The principle of operation for that was inspired by spinning maple seeds in the wind. And we've got one of those little copters here on this island of Oahu. I see them up flying over the Ko'olau's from time to time. They're really cool. Wouldn't mind having one myself. But they're going to come up with these little tiny drones that are just going to be looking at spying on people. It's the age of the drones. Send in the drones. There have to be drones. And what are they using them for? Especially this one that simply drops like a maple seed. It's a one-time use throwaway device. And why? You watch. They're going to have one of these drones hit a civilian airliner, and that's going to be all over at that point. Be just like the Cerritos disaster. Google, for some reason, is dropping all support for the Opera web browser. And we know that there has to be a browser shakeout. But I'm concerned that the browsers that are going to be foisted on us as the standards aren't standardized. I mean, we're still looking at all the conflicts between Firefox, Internet Explorer, and Chrome. And each is good in their own way. But it seems like every time there's an update to one, we're forced to switch to the other until they can get the problems taken care of. Meanwhile, Google is starting to cut back on some of their flagship services. iGoogle, Google Video, Google Mini, and they're all shutting down. Now, we know that Google bought YouTube, and they don't need these video channels, but so it's all this consolidation thing. I'll tell you, a consolidation I was not happy with at all was where Adobe, which used to be a wonderful company that made wonderful software products that did wonderful work, now all of a sudden they're out there, they bought up Macromedia, and they rewrote the user interfaces, and they're putting out releases that are nothing more than changes to the dashboard to try and get something that looks really cool. And they don't work as well, they're much slower to start, and I think the money junkies got hold of Adobe. The people who know how to make the software work have been let go or retired and not replaced. And it's basically going the same way that Hewlett-Packard did. Hewlett-Packard used to make good product. Now they don't anymore. Let's see. There is a big Sturm und Drang over funding cuts to the Siding Spring Survey, which is one of these observatories that is hunting for the killer asteroids. And they're saying if we don't keep up the funding, you know, we could be victims of an asteroid. Well, the hardcore reality is that even if they saw an asteroid coming in, there still isn't a thing they could do about it except tell everybody where the landing zone was going to be. Maybe you should get out of there. And if it's a really big asteroid, it's not going to make a difference anyway. And understand me, I think funding for science is a good thing. But maybe we need to stop funding science that's out there being sold with sensationalism. We're going to spot the killer asteroid. We're going to find the God particle. We're going to do this. And maybe come back to some science that's really going to serve mankind. Like thorium cycle reactors, more efficient power, better batteries, more efficient solar cells. This stuff is being left behind. The headline grabbers are getting all the funding. Which I think is why the CERN came out with this announcement last week saying they'd found a particle that maybe sort of might possibly be the Higgs. They stopped short of saying it was the Higgs boson. The media, of course, took that leap and said, oh, it's such a small difference between sort of like Higgs and being Higgs, and that's why you're seeing headlines all over. Higgs particle has been found. That's not what CERN actually said. And I know that Ryan Dawson is going to have somebody who's involved in the search for the Higgs boson on the show Thursday, and who might have a very different point of view about all of this than I do, and that's fine. That's why we have a First Amendment. But I know from my own science background, science is based on reproducibility, the idea that you can have repeat the conditions of the experiment and get exactly the same result time and time again. And CERN went to a press release with one result. And they're not even exactly sure what they've got, let alone be able to reproduce it reliably. And they went to a press conference. And I think basically CERN is looking at budget cuts. They've got another round of improvements they want to make to this collider. And a lot of people are saying, we need to spend the money elsewhere, and you've had all this money for all this time, and you haven't actually found the Higgs yet, so we're going to have to start cutting the budget. And so CERN holds a press conference, say, we're pretty sure, maybe we think we got it this time, in order to create a political climate where it's difficult to cut their funding, because all the Bible bangers out there saying, they're this close to proving there's a God. You've got to throw more and more money into them. You've got to sacrifice some sheep and paint the blood all over the door lintel. We need some virgins in there to sacrifice. And I think that's what CERN did, because what they did isn't very scientific at all. To go to a press conference on the basis of one non-repeatable result, I don't think so. That's public relations. It's not science. All righty. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And as we wind down this last segment of the show here and get ready for our little trip here, we are hoping that we're going to meet a lot of people from other countries, because to be brutally honest about it, Claire has run up against a brick wall here in the States of America with choirs. And certainly here on Hawaii, which has a very high per capita military presence. And she's always hearing the same thing over and over again. It's good music. It's brilliant music. It's wonderful. But can't program it now. We're too busy singing patriotic songs to the kids as they march off to get their heads blown away on the other side of the world. And so there is absolutely no question that in the present political climate, anybody producing music or anybody using their art to support the idea of peace in opposition to war is running up against a brick wall. And when we saw this thing that happened with YouTube yesterday, I was teasing Claire, saying that she's in very good company. You know, she's in the same company with Pete Seeger and Harry Belafonte and all these other artists who went out and seriously said, yeah, I'm a big star. I'm going to use that now. And I'm not saying Claire's a big star, but she's getting known. But it's the idea that you get out there and you say, this is not just about making money and selling albums. I have a voice and I have people listening, and it's time to actually get out there and say the things that need to be said. Whether it's through a blog, through public broadcasting, or in Claire's case, through her musical compositions. And so we already know from the emails and messages that she got that she is much more favorably viewed and received in Europe and Canada and places like that than in the United States of America. Because here in the United States of America, freedom of speech really is gone. And it's not like the Gestapo is going to come over and kick down your door, but if you do the unapproved music, then all of a sudden your funding starts to dry up. You know, people who were writing checks before don't write the checks any longer, because they got you dependent on those donations and the funding system. And the funding system is what rules America. And we've seen that time and time again. It can be very expensive to have the courage of your convictions. Be very, very costly to be a person of principle in a nation where principle is considered a detriment to your bottom line on your spreadsheet. So we're going to be maintaining the website, whatreallyhappened.com. I'm not going to be able to update the readers. Well, maybe I will. I'll give it a try to the readers' letters. As I said before, no more Justin TV for the rest of the week. If something important happens, I do have the equipment with me where I'll be able to call on in and share the radio briefly with Ryan Dawson or whoever that's going on. We will be taking pictures and making videos as we go through this whole trip. But it's going to be a chance. What I'm going to be doing is I'm supposed to be one of these choir reporters. And so I'm going to get a chance to talk to a lot of these people from other countries and see what they think about what the U.S. has been doing, what they think about all of these wars that are going on and U.S. foreign policy. So we're going to be having a chance to basically see ourselves as others see us, and I think that is a very, very valuable thing that we're going to be doing. So anyway. All righty, we got about another minute before we hit our last commercial break. And they're still pushing that story about the 500,000 Internet users losing access. I don't think it actually happened. I don't think it actually happened at all. And I think very, very few people were affected. It was just another way of grabbing some free publicity and, you know, making the FBI look good. Press TV is reporting that Morsi's decree restarting the parliament is a reflection of the will of the Egyptian people, and I think that's a foregone conclusion. But as a matter of fact, we're going to see a fight between Morsi and the Egyptian people against that military ruling council, which really tried to keep itself in power. And remember when they came to power in the wake of Mubarak's fall, they promised absolutely, we're only going to hold power, as long as needed. And once it's not needed, we will release it immediately, which is the same promise Adolf Hitler made as well when he got his enabling acts. All right, we're going to take a break for commercial. We'll be back after these words from our sponsor for the final segment of our show.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, last segment of our show today. A lot of people have been talking about Obamacare and government-managed health care as possibly not as concerned with the individual's need as it is with resource management. Been talking about death panels here in the United States of America, where if your cost of medical care is going to be greater than your eventual return to the revenue stream that they're just going to let you die because you're not useful anymore. It's purely, you know, a dollars and cents decision, just good business practice. We're going to invest our money in people that we can get a return on. And if you're not able to generate a return, if you're not of use to the money junkies, well, then there's really not much point in providing money for your care. And a lot of people said, oh, come, it would never come down to that. Well, it's already happening. There's a story that we got from the Mail Online in Great Britain, and it's apparently a scandal that's just breaking. We just posted it to whatreallyhappened.com. And it says basically there's this thing called the care pathway. And what doctors, these six doctors are blowing the whistle saying that on these managed health care programs, elderly patients are being deprived of food and drink so that they will die quicker, use less resources, and free up bed space. This is apparently a letter that went to the Daily Telegraph. Six doctors who specialize in elderly care said hospitals all across Great Britain are shortcutting care on the elderly so that they will die sooner and ease the pressure on the limited resources. And from a money junkie point of view, that's just good business sense. But I think we need some other priorities. And again, I don't have a problem with people who want to become rich or become rich through the accepted practices of coming up with a new product, a new service, good entertainment, something like that. You know, we are not anti-wealth out here in the alternative media. Frankly, we could use some of it ourselves to do the work that we're doing here. We don't hate people just because they happen to be rich. It's a question of just how they became rich that is the issue. We applaud, we revere people like Steve Jobs, creates the Apple II and became very rich doing that. Or James Cameron, who makes really cool movies. Then we choose of our own free will. We choose to give these people our money in exchange for the movie ticket or the Apple II or the Blu-ray or the DVD or whatever. And we applaud these people because they represent the best of what capitalism is supposed to be. Especially James Cameron, who's taken all of his money and he's doing really cool stuff with it, funding deep ocean research. You can't not like the guy. The issue is people who will place the desire for wealth above all other considerations, such as patient care in the hospitals, quality of education to the kids. They're the ones who have ruined our society. And from now until I come back in the microphone a week from today, got to think about what the money junkies are doing to our society. And maybe we need a different set of priorities in our next government. That's it for our show. We're heading for the airport right now here. We hope we can get past the guard snails. So until I next speak with you, aloha, America.